Note for the record that we can add another tally to Sheriff Crowley's side of the board. Seems that she was right about the pigs after all. Scott Hickory died so long ago that the pigs were able to digest and excrete all of the remains, bone fragment, and other organic material before we were able to dissect them. Looks like they get to live another day. Not that I'm upset about it, but... you know. The pigs consumed nearly 90% of Hickory's body, leaving only bone fragments, and when pieced together, there were no indications of any type of trauma. Any undeteriorated flesh has shown time of death consistent with a timeline outlined by Sheriff Fran Crowley. My best conclusion is in agreement with her findings. Scott Hickory was not murdered. And I was very wrong. After speaking to him, Scott just seems so confused. It's possible that I fed him the idea that he was murdered and that's why, but... hell, he didn't even know he was dead. Why did I instantly jump to asking him what happened instead of examining the evidence? Is it possible that this place changed me so much already? If I'd given up on the scientific facts and gone all the way to the side of listening to what ghosts have to tell me? What is happening to you, John? Hey, Amelia. Hey, it's John. I was wondering if you'd be open to that rain check on grabbing dinner tonight? Great, yeah, I could really use somebody to talk to after today. Awesome. Yeah, I think I know where that is. I'll meet you there in like 20 minutes. Cool. See you then.